podcast today. I'm glad you joined me today. Today we're going to get into a verse in the Bible. You see how depressing that was? You see how depressing and monotone and just boring that intro was there? Yeah, had I gone any further, you would have shut this podcast right out, been like, man, what's he doing? He's talking in his sleep. What is he doing? And I understand that. Here's the thing, though, that a lot of times that's how we are in our Christian life. I will say that. I say we because I am a part of that. The verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 2, "For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many." That last little phrase there is what I would like to focus on today. "And your zeal hath provoked very many." Now, what is a zeal? A zeal is not a word that we use in today's English language too much. It is better known as an excitement or an enthusiasm. Something like that. Paul was writing to the Corinthian church here, as we see for the second time, as it was the book of 2 Corinthians. Now, Paul's letters to Corinth were not exactly known for their being sugar-coated or sweetened down, but God knew that they were necessary. However, Paul did like one thing about them, as we see here, and that was their zeal. The zeal that Paul was referring to here in this passage of Scripture was their willingness to give, as we can see in chapter number 8, verses 1 through 4 in this same book of the Bible. So, listener, I would like to ask you today, how is your zeal? Do you have any zeal for God? I understand that it is very easy to be excited about what we like to do, but what has the Christian life become to us? On that note, is Christianity something that we want to do, or is it something that has become a checklist to be completed every day? What is our attitude towards the Christian life? You know, today I would like to give you three thoughts on having a zeal for the Lord. It is important that we do, that we have a zeal for God and the things of God. Number one, we need to have a living zeal. Psalm 119 and verse 139, the beginning part of that says, "My zeal hath consumed me." I know that when a new convert comes to know the Lord as Savior and gets saved and everything is new, it is a very exciting time for them. Many times it is very refreshing to see their excitement and enthusiasm for the Lord. But one mistake that is often made among new converts is the gradual loss of the zeal for the things of God. Sure, when they get saved and they're fresh and out of the box and they're ready to go, they want to go sewing, they're ready to attend church, they got their Bible, they got their hair all done nice, they got their fancy clothes on, they're ready to serve the Lord. But eventually that dies down. Now, that doesn't mean that they are not saved anymore, but this is the stage when God becomes the checklist that I referenced earlier. But as we see in the verse that I just read, the psalm writer tells us that he had a zeal that consumed him, and it was very living zeal. I guarantee you, he wrote this years after he had trusted in God, and he had been trusting him for many years, maybe even decades at this point. The psalm writer tells us that he had a zeal that consumed him. It was a very living zeal. It is important to keep that zeal alive. Find sources of excitement for God. Go to somewhere where you know you're going to be encouraged to do the things of God and get excited about it. Go hear some good preaching often. Go sing the songs that are going to keep you, of course, the right kind of music that's going to keep you on fire for God, make you want to serve Him and get excited for Him. Go around people that are going to give you that energy, that refreshment to serve the Lord with gladness and to go out and get excited and have a zeal. I'm not saying that it will always be easy to have that zeal, but we determine how excited or how on fire for God we are personally. Keep that zeal alive. Don't let it die. Let it consume you. Number two, make sure that you have an open zeal. In the original 2 Corinthians passage that I read, I would like to call to your attention the fact that their zeal had provoked others. This tells me that they didn't keep this passion to themselves. A zeal isn't just getting a fuzzy feeling inside when you read your Bible for the day. It is an excitement that you can't help but tell the world about. If you really have a zeal for God, others will know. They will see a change in you. Don't hide your zeal for God. If it is real, be open about it. Others around you will know. And I notice here that it said it had provoked others. Your open zeal can also spread to others and give them a zeal. Open zeal is contagious, a real living zeal. If you're excited for the things of God, you're going to tell the others around you, and you're definitely going to act that way. Number three, have a genuine zeal. One thing that I believe that every church should have is soul winning. and I can attest that I have done soul winning for many years. So many times I come to a door, introduce myself at my church, and then ask if the resident has a home church. I can't even count the amount of times I've heard, "Well, I used to go to church with my parents when I was a little boy or a little girl, but I don't anymore." Now, 99% of the time, they took that church tract that I gave them and politely said that they may check out the church or even attend. But what that used to go to church says to me is that they never had the zeal to attend church. Maybe their parents did when they brought them to church, but that zeal never became genuine to them. Instead, they just went to their church with their parents, and they never really caught on and took it on as their own. Get a genuine zeal, not a fake one. Don't just carry on somebody else's zeal. Make that your own genuine zeal. There's no mistaking it if it's your real zeal, an authentic excitement for the things of God, a passion to do what God has. If it's real, then it will be yours. Your having a fake zeal is being a lukewarm Christian. If you don't know how God feels about a lukewarm Christian, then read Revelation chapter 3 and verses 15 and 16. Have a genuine zeal for God. Get on fire for God. Make that zeal yours. Make that excitement yours. As a Christian, you can either make things miserable for yourself in the Christian life and drag through your checklist, or you can triumph with zeal, excitement. It's up to you. The Christian life is as much fun as you make it. And bless God, serving God is fun. There's a lot to be excited about. You've been saved. You've been redeemed. You have something to be excited about. You get to serve the Lord and then get rewards for it in heaven. How awesome is that? But it's up to you to choose how your zeal is. So let me ask you again. How is your zeal? Do you have a zeal? Do you have a zeal for the things of God? Do you have a living zeal? One that's not dead? Do you have to revive a zeal? Do you have an open zeal? Do others know that you're excited about the things of God? Do others even know that you're a Christian? And do you have a genuine zeal, one that you've made yours? Boy, I hope that's true of everybody listening to this. Ambassador, I appreciate you listening. I hope you get that zeal down. Now, I can guarantee you that it's not always going to be easy to get that zeal. And listener, I do realize that, and I do know what that's like. But encourage yourself in the Lord. Go get excited for the things of God. Go read His Word. Go get encouraged. Go to sources where you know you can be encouraged to do those kind of things. And God will bless you for it. Have a zeal. Get on fire for God. Go out and serve Him. I thank you for listening today. I think this could be helpful to somebody else. So go ahead and share it with a friend. And also, if you would like to keep up with the podcasts, then I would recommend subscribing down below. Other than that, I appreciate you listening today. God bless you. Have a great day. God bless.